Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. With the details, I am Larry Mears. And first this morning, we're hearing that four men have been injured and one is dead at Durance in St. James. Let's go and join the Head of News and Public Relations, Stetson Bob. Good morning, Stetson.
Oh, good morning, Larry. Indeed, four men injured, one dead in two separate but related shootings at Durance Village in James just after 9 o'clock last night. Let's explain what happened based on the information the police have supplied. The police say they responded to a bar at Durance Village, St. James, after receiving a report via telephone about 9:05 p.m. last night. The nature of the report, the police say, was that several gunshots were heard in the area by concerned residents. Having responded, the lifeless body of a young man was discovered in an area near the said location with what appeared to be gunshot injuries. On further investigation, it was learned that a number of masked men had earlier opened fire on two men who were walking towards the bar. Both men were injured. One was hospitalized and the other individual died at the scene. The deceased has been identified by family members as 23-year-old Jaden Murray of Halls Village, number 1, St. James. The police say the masked perpetrators met and opened fire on another man as they were fleeing the scene. Now, that man happened to be an off-duty police officer. He was armed, and there was an exchange of gunfire. Two of the assailants were shot and injured and managed to flee the scene. The police are still on the scene carrying out their investigations. The police are appealing to anyone who witnessed this incident, have knowledge about the matter, to contact the Hoe Tongue Police Station, 419-1700, the Police Emergency 211, or Crime Stoppers 1-800-8477. So in essence, Larry, some men opened fire on a group of men at Durance Village, injuring two and killing one. They then, apparently, some reports say, attempted to rob a man who happened to be an off-duty police officer who was armed. He opened fire on those, and at least two of those were injured. Stetson Babb, Starcom Network News.
Thank you, Stetson. In other news, $7 million have been allocated to the construction of new homes for the elderly to increase the number of facilities available to them. This was revealed by the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, in the House of Assembly yesterday during a discussion of the 2028 National Policy on Aging. Mr. Humphrey explained the importance of such facilities given the country's aging population and said that work has already started on the project that will take a few years.
I want to thank again the Prime Minister, sir, for giving us access this year to $7 million to begin the process of building out new facilities for the elderly, sir. And I must tell you, sir, that as it stands, we've already started doing some drawing, sir. We're going to go to Stirling, the building at Stirling, sir. Our plan, once Cabinet approves, is to modify that building, retrofit that building, to make that building a place where the elderly can have some respite and daycare, sir. And we're also going to use that money, sir, to build some housing on that space, sir, in relation with BARC, as well as with Sir Optimus, sir. And this will be the first set of new buildings for the elderly since this government, built the facility at Vauxhall.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, has emphasized the importance of high standards of work for employees in the accommodation sector. Ms. Moore spoke to the media following an announcement by Labour Minister Colin Jordan on the establishment of minimum rates of pay and conditions of work in the sector.
As the collective agreement is modified, the minimum standards likewise will be modified. Workers likewise, therefore, will want to make sure that their concerns are being addressed in those minimum standards that will be established for the sector. So this is a very good day for us. I anticipate that some questions will be asked, what about some of the other things that were not covered in the collective agreement and that still remain topics of discussion before the Labour Department? And one of those things has to do with contracts, the issue of contract work.
She highlighted some of the issues discussed in their most recent consultations.
We have had, through the symposia that were held last year, we were able to establish that job security in this country must be aligned to the provisions of the collective agreement. And the collective agreement speaks very broadly on the job security issue. But I said before that not all establishment would wish necessarily to benefit from concessions and may determine that the concessions are not worth the sacrifice to do right by people.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. The Alliance Operators of Public Transport wants the government to establish a private organization to investigate public service vehicle operators for illegal practices. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, wants to see the issues resolved and some licenses revoked.
We did call for a similar way, a body of persons to look at some of the issues pertaining to public service vehicles, not only ZRs, taxis, and those persons who have public service, who have a public service vehicle license. And the, as far as we are concerned, we are asking that the government, you know, move it from the transport board and introduce a private body that will investigate and make recommendations either to the transport board or the ministry, the transport authority or the ministry of the licensing authority to have these permits and those licensed and so before.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Health authorities in Trinidad have provided clarity on reporting procedures for confirmed cases and deaths related to dengue fever, as Trinidad and Tobago recorded its sixth death from the virus. In a statement, the Ministry of Health said when an individual is admitted to the hospital with suspected dengue fever, a blood sample is collected for testing to confirm the presence of the virus. It said in cases where a patient with suspected dengue fever passes away, a sample is also taken for confirmation. And finally now, the Biden administration has decided to lift a ban on U.S. sales of offensive weapons to Saudi Arabia. The State Department announced yesterday they will be reversing a three-year-old policy to pressure the kingdom to wind down the Yemen war. A senior departmental official confirmed that the State Department will lift its suspension on certain transfers of air-to-ground munitions to Saudi Arabia. The lead story in the 7:30 edition, four men have been injured and one dead at Durance in St. James. Starcom Network will continue to update these stories as they become available. That's the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears. Thank you for listening. And I want to give you early notice that the next edition of the latest will come at 12:30, presented by my colleague Maurice Norville. Listen there.